The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Alongside me, Lieutenant Governor from South Carolina, Pamela Evatt. On our guest line, David Bossie. He is RNC National Committeeman and President of Citizens United. Been around politics for a long, long time. Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning to you.
Good to have you. Before we get into details of tomorrow's runoff in Georgia, take just a minute and talk with us about your work with Citizens United.
Well, you know, I've been blessed to have been with Citizens United since the early 90s, actually. I've come and gone a couple times, but I've been running one of the largest conservative organizations in the country for now a long time. And we do a lot of work, whether it's to help President Trump's agenda or to now defeat Joe Biden's agenda. We heavily litigate on issues and investigations. Our team is always trying to find good candidates. Like your tremendous governor and lieutenant governor there in South Carolina, you know, we're always supporting conservatives and the conservative movement, and that's the fun part of the business. The problem, you know, is that tomorrow, you know, as we get to that, is Warnock, you know, is a rubber stamp for Joe Biden, and that's what the people of Georgia need to really understand.
Yeah. You know, let's talk for a minute, David, about Joe Biden's support from a distance strategy, you might call it. Of course, he was in Boston on Friday at a fundraiser. He stopped by a phone bank in Boston. But they don't want Joe Biden close to Georgia, do they?
No. Look, they don't want Joe Biden anywhere. You know, that was his strategy in 2020 for the campaign. Now, obviously, you know, his basement strategy worked. You know, and they tried to do that in 2022 for the midterms, and now they're doing it a month later again, because the American people are very smart and they get it. They're frustrated. We have a divided country. We have a divided government. And the people of Georgia need to understand that tomorrow, it's vitally important to send Herschel Walker to the United States Senate. So we get so that we have that 50-50 Senate, so that we have that divided government, and we don't allow the Democrats to try to ram home the bad policies that have driven this country into an economic abyss over the last 2 years. And that's what the folks really need to focus on. And Herschel Walker has been a tremendous patriot. He's worked really hard, and he's an outsider. So the mainstream media, the corrupt mainstream media, in my opinion, they work as a super PAC for the Democrats. And then what they do is they heighten everything negative about Herschel and they talk up Warnock. It's just like in every other race in the country. It's just this is the only one tomorrow.
Well, David, thank you so much for those kind words. And, you know, I mentioned earlier today to Joey is then Senator Perdue, he hosted Republican lieutenant governors down here at Sea Island. And, you know, he talked about how 700,000 Trump supporters that voted in the general election did not come out in the runoff.
Yeah.
How do we get people, like, you know, it's turnout. You know, you have strategy and a primary, you have strategy in a general election. But in these runoffs, it's all about turnout. How do we get people to get energized and realize the importance of coming out? Because that's what it's all about now. You know, Herschel has been overspent. And so now it's just all those people that voted the first time, we got to get them out. I was hoping Rand Paul would get out and get the libertarian vote out to vote for Herschel, because that'll be critical.
You couldn't be any more right. It is all about turnout tomorrow, and what's the lead up in the early voting. We have to have our people turn out. We don't have a choice. This is such an important time in American history, and so the Trump voter, you know, it's not. Look, we all support President Trump and his America First agenda, and when he was president, and trying to get him elected president in 16 and reelected in 20. But that's not what it's only about. We have to have members of the House and Senate to your point. And so, you know, Rand Paul and Thomas Massie and others who have been helping Herschel, the libertarians need to understand that Raphael Warnock is the antithesis of what they believe in. Herschel Walker may or may not be the perfect libertarian candidate, but he's not running as a libertarian. He came in second, on election day by about 36,000 votes, if I'm not mistaken. And he, the libertarian candidate, got about 85,000 votes, the libertarian. So all Herschel Walker has to do is get half of them, and they have to turn out for Herschel. We have to have Republicans, conservatives, libertarians. It doesn't matter who you are. You have to turn out to vote. I don't care if you have to stand in line for 3 hours tomorrow. You owe it to your kids, to your grandkids, to stand there and do your duty to make sure Herschel Walker gets elected.
Yep. David Bossy on our guest line. David is RNC National Committeeman, President of Citizens United. David, I've had some local folks here in Stevens County, Georgia, talk about the record number of people who have voted early in this runoff election. Talk with us about early voting. Is that a good thing for Herschel, the fact that they've had record numbers show up so far?
Well, you know, the problem is we won't know until we count the votes and figure out where they came from. But, you know, historically, Democrats have utilized early voting more and more effectively, which has to stop. Republicans have to understand the new rules and play by the new rules, that early voting, absentee ballots, mail-in ballots, that's not going to go away as much as we want it to. And so so we'll find out. So historically, Democrats use the early voting and Republicans turn out on election day. And that's why, what the lieutenant governor and I were just saying is so important. You have the opportunity to vote tomorrow. Make sure you do it. There's no excuse. It just, every single vote's going to count. You look at how close it was. This is simply a plurality tomorrow.
Yeah, it's real simple. If you love our country, if you love the state of Georgia, then you take a few minutes of your day tomorrow and you go vote if you haven't already voted in early voting. Real quick, David, before we let you go, you served as chief investigator for the U.S. House of Representatives some years back. As the GOP takes over majority status in January, what do you see as their first priorities? Because there's certainly a lot of things that could be investigated with the Biden family. Where do you think they need to focus?
Well, first and foremost, somebody needs to investigate why Alabama is not in the top four. That's the most important investigation that could go on right now, okay? For TCU to be third and the University of Alabama to not be in the top four is an outrage. And that, my friends, is the most significant investigation that we could launch. So I have two kids at the University of Alabama, and they're not happy.
I can imagine.
So, look, the check and balance of our Congress is important. That's what the American people said when they elected Republicans in the majority in the House of Representatives. They want a check and balance on Joe Biden's socialist agenda. They don't agree with it. And so, we have to have, whether it is on our economic policies, we have to have oversight. Whether it's investigations of the corrupt Biden family and the Hunter Biden and Joe Biden's brother and those issues and the laptop, everybody is expecting those. But we have to do also the true oversight that is about the waste, fraud, and abuse of Americans' taxpayer dollars, because those dollars that the American people, you know, willingly give to the United States government in the form of taxes, not willingly, but they do.
I was going to say,
not so willingly, but the sheer waste, the fraud and abuse we have to get a handle on it. We have we're entering. We've already entered when the inflation now is eating up a huge portion of our budget now because of the servicing of our $31 trillion debt. That is deadly to our economy, deadly to our country. And so we have to get a handle on it. And so we have to have serious investigations, but we also have to do the serious work of Congress.
Yep. But, David, I keep hearing from people, they want to see those investigations, but they don't want us to investigate something that we can't punish, you know, or follow through or have consequences of. So I think the Congress is going to need to be mindful that whatever they're going to push forward, let's make sure that we're holding the people that they're trying to go after accountable, because people are frustrated with finding out and then nothing happening, right?
Oh, boy. I lived that with the Clintons. I mean, all throughout the 90s, we would find out things and Bill Clinton would say, "You going to believe me or your lying eyes?" So he would get away with it time and time again. So now we have to do it, and we have to do it right. We have to do it smartly. Yeah. We can't just investigate for investigation's sake, because the American people told us on Election Day last month that they're frustrated. You have to listen to that. You have to listen to the American people. And so I think that is it's a great question. It's going to be a delicate balance, because there is 50% of the country want the Biden administration to be held accountable. They want Hunter Biden investigated. And we have to do that, but we have to do it, solely. We have to do it in conjunction with the other jobs of Congress to make sure that it's all that the American people see the reason that they elected Republicans is to get a positive agenda for America to move forward.
Yep. David Bossie, appreciate your time. Thank you for what you do at Citizens United. And hey, we just got to get a win tomorrow for sure. I'm hopeful that we'll do that.
I hope so. Thank you guys for having me.
Sure thing. Appreciate your time.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.